So, today starts the festival, Julan Yatra. Now, there is a book called Sri Govinda Lilamrita. It is by the same author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And this Sri Govinda Lilamrita can be subtitled A Day in the Life of Radha and Krishna. The whole book depicts one day, Sunday, one day. It starts from right after midnight. Actually, it starts just before dawn. And it ends at the same time. It takes a complete. And the day is broken out into 6 or 8 divisions. There's morning pastimes, breakfast pastimes, midday pastimes, lunch pastimes, afternoon pastimes, evening pastimes, late evening, different divisions of the day. So many pastimes are going on. So part of the midday pastimes is what is called Julan. So this short reading is called Miraculous Swing Pastimes. So if you're ready to hear with rapt attention, then repeat after me. Trinadapi Sunichena, Charari Vasahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Harinama Harinama, Harinama Vakivalam, Kalo Nastyeva Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. And one more verse. Sarvadharman Parityajya, Mamekam Sharanam Vraja, Ahang Tvang Sarvapapebhyo, Mokshishyami Mahshucha. As Lord Krishna enjoyed these pastimes with the gopis, he gradually approached the swing made of lotus flowers. Encouraged by the hints of Vrinda Devi and Kundalata, he forcibly took away the water sprinkling device and the previously stolen flute from his beloved hand of Srimati Radharani. So, before this incident, there was the incident of Srimati Radharani stealing Krishna's flute, and then when Krishna discovered that his flute was missing, he asked each gopi, and as Krishna would approach the gopi would hand the flute to the next gopi. So in this way, Krishna had to go through all the gopis until finally Tulsi Devi arranged that Krishna would get his flute back. But all the gopis kept, "I don't have the flute. Do you have the flute?" And they would pass the flute. And then there was a pastime with I think in Vrindavan temple in Krishna Balaram, at least years ago when I was there, sometimes in Artik they would have this instrument and it would sprinkle water and everybody in the temple would shoot water out. So maybe it was something like that. So let's continue. Then Krishna ascended the lotus swing with Radharani. Smiling, Kundalata then said, "O beautiful face Radharani, give this flute back to Krishna. Don't condescend to touch this flute, for it is simply a matchmaker eager to arrange your meeting with Krishna." Kundalata then turned to Lord Krishna and said, "O Madhava, this water sprinkling device is the property of these young girls. You have no right to it. Please return it at once." Radha and Krishna then proceeded to obey these orders of Kundalata. Lord Hari placed the lotus sprinkling device in the left hand of Srimati Radharani and took the flute she placed in his left hand. On the pretext of this exchange, they touched each other's lotus hands. Vrindadevi and Kundalata placed the swing under Lord Hari. He sat there and forced the reluctant Radharani to sit beside him. So picture, Radharani and Krishna now are sitting on this lotus flower swing. Gujarati people I know, and many Sindhi people, when I go to Panama, they have on their porch a swing. Am I right? And they swing very nice. Like I have one Gujarati friend in Panama. His name is Krishna Gopal. His legal name is some K.C. Patel. And he has that swing. So sometimes if I'm at his house, I sit there on that. It's very, very pleasurable. Because Panama is so hot. Hotter than today. And it's hot all year. Because they're not very far from the equator. So on a day you swing on that swing, very, very enjoyable. As the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead sat on the swing with his beloved Radharani, the delightful gopis surrounded the swing, pushing and pulling it in front and back. So that's your julan. The gopis are pulling. And they're all singing loudly. The gopis moved the swing so vigorously that Radharani became afraid. Wow. Don't imitate. When we do the julan, you're not the gopis. Just do it nicely. Anyway, they have the pujaris there. If you try to do too much, hey, stop. Her body trembled and her eyes moved about restlessly. She clung to Krishna. As a result of the vigorous movements of the swing, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, their hair became disheveled. Their flower garlands began to wilt, and their earrings, flower sashes, and various ornaments moved to and fro. So he's painting a nice picture if you're actually envisioning it. As the swing moved with such violence, Radharani became afraid. By glancing at her restless eyes, the gopis could understand her desire. So the gopis are very attentive. They're seeing, she's getting afraid. Understanding that Radharani was feeling a little out of sorts because of the ferocious swinging, and in her heart wanted her gopi friends to serve her in various ways, the gopis stopped the swing and stood before her. Lalita and Vishakha carried betel nuts. Champakalata and Chitra carried fans. Tungavidya and Induleka carried golden pitchers filled with nectar. And Sudevi and Rangadevi carried fragrant ointments and powders filled with love and happiness. These gopis eagerly stood before Radharani as she sat on the swing. So those are the prominent gopis that was just mentioned. Lalita, Vishakha, Champakalata, Chitra, Tungavidya, Induleka, Rangadevi. These are the prominent gopis that assist Srimati Radharani. Lalita and the other beautiful gopis serve the most dear divine couple with this paraphernalia. Following the hints of the divine couple's glances, the gopis gather around them like the petals of a lotus flower. At that time, a very wonderful event occurred. Because the name that I gave this section is called Miraculous Swing. So, here we go. Although the gopis surrounded the divine couple, each gopi saw Radha and Krishna as if their cell phones were turned off. Each gopi saw Radha and Krishna as if they were standing face to face. So keep in mind, Radha and Krishna are on the swing. There's all these gopis, but they're each perceiving that Radha and Krishna are standing face to face. When Vrinda Devi Kundalata and the other gopis again began enthusiastically moving the swing, another wonderful event occurred. Embraced by Radharani, Lord Hari appeared before each of the gopis standing on the lotus petals around him. At the same moment, each gopi saw Krishna standing face to face before her. Who would like to be there? Wouldn't that be great? So you're perceiving that Krishna's looking, like right now I'm looking at Guru, but I'm not Krishna. So, but if I was Krishna, Kamlesh would be seeing, hey, Krishna's looking right at me. That's why Krishna is God and we're not. If the top portion of the sun shone through a mass of dark clouds, shooting lightning flashes through the bottom half, and if that sun were rocked back and forth by great storm winds, then poets would compare this extraordinary sight to dark complexion Lord Hari, dressed in what color dhoti? Yellow, and moving to and fro on his swing. Understanding the hint in Radharani's glance, Lord Krishna, the killer of Agasura, placed his right arm around Lalita's neck and his other arm around the shoulder of his beloved Radharani. In this way, he appeared like a dark cloud in the midst of two lightning flashes. So it's interesting, several times it's been mentioned, they can just tell by either Radharani or Krishna's glance, they know exactly what service to do. This is what makes them the topmost servants. Generally, you got to tell people, hey, do this, do that. But these gopis are so exalted, just by the glance, they know, oh, okay, now we got to do this. So they're most expert. Just like that song, the Gurvashtakam prayer. It says that the spiritual master is very expert in assisting the gopis who are assisting Radha and Krishna in their loving affairs. Kundalata then said, friends, look at this effulgent circle moving before us. The full moon of Lord Krishna has now arisen between the two stars, Radha and Anuradha. So Anuradha is Lalita. Radha and Anuradha. Lord Madhava brought Vishakha and the other gopis one by one onto the swing. Oh, see how nice Krishna is? One by one, each gopi gets to go on the... Krishna is so nice. There's no better God than Krishna. You read this and you go, we got a great God. He's not some vindictive person. He's so nice. Everybody gets to go on the swing. I love it. One by one, he embraced their right shoulder as he enjoyed his swinging pastimes in their company. Radharani then descended from the swing. She proceeded to move the swing as two by two, beginning with Lalita and Vishakha, the gopis rode on the swing with Radharani's lover Krishna. So this is amazing. Radharani is moving the swing and the other gopis are on the swing with Krishna. So in the spiritual pastimes, there's no jealousy, there's no envy. Completely free from any kind of material inebriety. Understanding the hint in Radharani's glance, same thing, so it's just a glance. Lalita and the other gopis stepped from the swing and on various pretexts placed Kanchalata and other gopis one by one on the moving swing. Two by two gopis took turns riding on the swing at the left and right sides of Lord Govinda. Radharani and the other gopis sang as they happily moved the swing. So this is our movement. They're doing the Julan, but there's Kirtan going on. And Prabhupada also points out in his books, because it's a fundamental teaching of Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami makes a very serious point that when we do any kind of function, there has to be kirtan in the beginning, the middle, and the end. Because it's Harinam Sankirtan is the recommended process. So whether it's deity worship or anything, there has to be kirtan, beginning, middle, and end. And today, I'm so happy that Sheetal and Kalpesh want this kind of program where we talk, we sing, we talk, we sing, we talk, we... So it's right in line with Jiva Goswami. He approves. So the gopis sang as they happily moved the swing. By this time, all of Radharani's friends had taken a turn riding on the swing. Lalita whispered something in Radha's ear. Radha laughed and then ascended the swing. As Radharani staying on the left side of her lover Krishna, and at like on the altar, right? So this is Krishna's left side, so Radharani is always there on the left side of Krishna. To us it looks like right, but mirror, so left is right, right is left. As her gopi friends move the swing, another wonderful event occurs. So this is number three. Lord Hari appeared between each two gopis, thus manifesting himself in many places at once. So Radharani and Krishna are on the swing. All the gopis are surrounding, but what's Krishna doing? Oh, between each two gopis. Same thing as the Rasa dance, right? When they did the Rasa dance, there was one Krishna for every two gopis. If a tamal tree grew on a flying golden mountain, and if that tree were embraced by a blossoming golden creeper and surrounded by a forest of tamal trees and golden plantain trees, it might resemble the sight of Lord Krishna enjoying his swinging pastimes at that moment. Following Vishakha's hints, Lalita and the other gopis happily moved the swing with great vigor, causing Radharani and the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord, okay, oh Krishna, to move to and fro. Radharani became agitated by the vigorous swinging and began to clutch Krishna out of fear. Hari Bol Chandrasekhar. Lord Krishna noticed this. He smiled and, taking her with him, descended from the swing, entering among the smiling gopis. Surrounded by the lightning flashes of the principal gopis, the black cloud of Lord Krishna showers the nectar of his pastimes upon this earth, thus extinguishing the thirst of the chataki birds of the eyes of Kundalata, Brinda Devi, and the other gopis. All glories to that Lord Krishna who enjoys his swinging pastimes in Vrindavan forest in this way. So now you got a glimpse into Julan Yatra. Are you glad you came? Jai, let's all chant the Maha Mantra. Where's the GBC? Oh, yes, GBC. Who's our next Gopi singer?